Hi, everyone. Welcome to Face to Face, a UC Davis podcast featuring students, staff, and faculty innovators. I'm your host, Chancellor Gary May. Stay tuned for my next guest.
Hi, I'm Rachel Teagle, founding director of the Jan Schramm and Maria Menetti Schramm Museum of Art. I moved to Davis almost 12 years ago now for the incredible opportunity to build this beautiful museum for our campus. Now that our museum is open and a thriving campus partner, my work has really shifted. These days, I'm focused on finding ways to connect to our students and our faculty. And that means we have to bring in artists of all kinds of different backgrounds, artists who are working with different materials, artists who are asking different kinds of questions, so that we can reach out to the incredible diversity of students and our colleagues here in Davis. We believe that art is just the starting point. Art, at its core and the purpose of a museum, is about the open exchange of ideas. And on our very best days, when we're really hitting everything right, our real goal is to help students find their place in the world.
Welcome to Face, Rachel. Thanks for being here with us. Happy to have you on to talk about the thriving art scene here at UC Davis.
Thank you for having me.
I want to start with talking about you. Tell us a little about yourself. What drew you to UC Davis? What made you take on the project of being the founding director of our museum and what that's like?
Well, that's an easy question to answer because it was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. I had worked on three different museums of new buildings, and at UC Davis, the opportunity was to build something entirely new from the ground up. And I'm not just talking about architecture. It was an opportunity to build community, to build a following, to really build something new. And I turned the job down a couple times because I didn't think it was really that wide open. And at the end of the day, it was like, no, this is an opportunity to really invent what works for this place. And what more could anybody ever ask for?
So I learned something today. I didn't know you had turned the job down. I'm glad we were able to change your mind and persuade you to come. It's worked out wonderfully. I'm like you. I like to build things and make progress. I don't like to take over things that are already baked and done and, and just keep them maintained. So I can relate to that. What have been some of your favorite or funnest experiences as the director of the museum?
Oh my gosh, I get to have fun experiences all the time. That is a great pleasure of my job. One of my personal metrics for success for the museum, I like to go in on weekends and evenings. We're open late on Thursday nights. And to track the number of student dates that are going on in the museum, the more dates, I think the better job we're doing. It's great that we have classes come and teach, but when students are coming to have fun, that's when the museum is really rocking.
That's interesting. Student dates is a metric. I have to remember that.
Yeah.
In addition to art, we also have many incredible spaces for performance, for theater, for dance on our campus. What would you tell people that don't know already about UC Davis and the arts more generally?
Oh, my gosh. So first off, I'm just going to say it. Arts at UC Davis are making a global impact. And I feel like the work that I need to do is to help more people see the incredible resources, the incredible richness that we have going on right now. And luckily, I have amazing colleagues who are helping me do that. Later this month, the biggest thing in the art world is happening. The Venice Biennale in Venice, Italy, and one of UC Davis's own, Professor Beatrice Cortez, will be included in that exhibition. So Beatrice is elevating the arts at UC Davis, and she's just one among many indicators of people who are taking it global in the arts at UC Davis.
Beatrice is great. We actually featured her in one of my That May Be the Chancellor episode. So, and I think she came to us as an artist in residence in the beginning, right?
Exactly, and through California Studio. And like so many of us, once UC Davis is on your radar, you fall in love.
Yeah, that's what happened. Yeah, that's great. Many people look at UC Davis as a STEM-focused university, but why is the exposure to art and art programs something vital to our students?
Well, we're going to change the perception. It is a perception, unfortunately, right now, but that's something we can change because all of us need access to the arts.
All of us need access to the arts to be more full humans. One of my goals is to make sure that every undergrad has an art experience while they're here at UC Davis. But more than that, if you want to just think in practical terms, there's a direct correlation between participating in any form of arts and being more creative. There's been scientific studies. It's a proven fact. And all of us need to be more creative in our fields, even our STEM colleagues. And the arts are a vital resource to help you advance your own work.
As one of the STEM colleagues, I would agree. I think I need art to be a little bit more well-rounded and holistic in my own perceptions and things I do. We have the Arts and Humanities Graduate Exhibition that's coming up. Can you tell us about that multidisciplinary exhibition and the student work that's gone into it?
June 6. Let me start there. Everybody's invited. 6 o'clock on June 6 is when we open. This is another one of the really fun parts of my job is once a year, all of the students in the design department and all of the students in art studio who are graduating with a master's are required to exhibit their art. But the really fun part is we get master's students out of philosophy, Spanish, Native American studies, art history, have an opportunity to showcase their work at the museum. Dance, performance, the opening is really fun. And this year, it's even better because at 7 o'clock, right across the street, the UC Davis Chorus is going to host its annual concert. So you get a twofer Thursday, June 6. Want everybody to come out.
June 6, two for the price of one.
That's right.
All right. This year, and especially this month, is also special because we're celebrating the anniversary, the 30th anniversary of the Egghead Sculptures, Robert Arneson's great work on our campus. Looking forward, what does the future look like for art at UC Davis?
The future is really wide open. We're at a place right now where so many people are doing the kind of work that Beatrice is doing, where they're reaching global audiences with their art, that all we have to do is connect the dots, Chancellor May. I think when we get the word out, when we connect those dots, more resources are going to be coming into UC Davis. We're looking right now for more investors in the arts. I think the next 10 years are going to be transformational for us.
I think so, too, and I hope so. I want to change gears a little bit and do something. We have a feature that we do on Face to Face, which we call Hot Seat.
Uh-oh.
And Hot Seat just means I'm going to ask you some rapid-fire questions. I'm looking for one word, one sentence type answers.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Best museum you visited in the world, other than yours, of course.
Yeah. Isn't Minetti Shrem Museum obviously the answer to that? Well, I have a lot of different. It's like children. How could you pick one? I'm going to go with Georgia O'Keeffe Museum in Santa Fe. It's a beautiful, small experience that features one of my favorite artists in the world.
Wow. Okay. In a parallel universe, what job would you be doing?
Astronaut. No brainer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I applied to be an astronaut back in the day.
You're an engineer. Why aren't you an astronaut?
There's a story there that we'll save for a future episode.
Okay. Gosh, now I'm going to have to tune in. Okay.
Favorite creative pastime?
I love fabric arts of all kinds. I'm big into crafting. Our student staff often embroider or crochet while they're on the job at the museum, and that always wins my heart.
Okay. Didn't know that one either. Your favorite artist or work of art?
Well, favorite work of art has to be Velázquez Las Meninas in the Prado in Spain. It's just one of those works of art when if you're so lucky as to see it in person. I'm actually the kind of nerdy art nerd who believes a work of art can change your life, and that one can.
Okay, wow. This is a question I ask all guests on the Face-to-Face show. What music is at the top, music or artists, at the top of your playlist right now?
Krung Bang, Krung Bang, Krung Bang.
Okay.
Do you know them?
I don't.
They're amazing.
Uh-huh.
They come out of the school of Pharoah Sanders and Alice Coltrane. But no lyrics, it's all vibe, and it's excellent vibe. I'm borderline obsessed.
Sounds like I should know them, because I do like Pharoah Sanders. Now, it's your turn. You can ask me anything. What would you like to know?
Well, do I get to know what's the top of your playlist?
My playlist varies a lot. Today I was listening to Bob James on the way to work this morning.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that you listen on the way to work. That's good. Get in the right headspace for work.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know the most fun you've ever had in a museum.
You know, I'll give you two anecdotes. One, when I was a kid, I went to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago.
Famous, yes.
Which was one of the reasons I got interested in science and engineering and the things that I've done in my career. I just thought the exhibits were so cool. They were interactive, and you got to not just look at them, but you got to play with them. And so that really piqued my interest. And then more recently, I was at the grand opening of the Museum of African American History and Culture in Washington, D.C.
Wow.
Because my former boss was the secretary of the Smithsonian when the idea was conceived. Huh. And so he got invited, and he was kind enough to invite Lachelle and I to go to the grand opening. So not only did we get to see all the exhibits and, you know, very moving exhibits, we also got to meet a lot of celebrities. It was pretty a cool experience.
That is also an incredibly beautiful museum. What a stunning piece of architecture.
It is. It's an impressive, when you drive by it, you can't help but look at it.
Yeah. So. Well, I want to circle back to creativity, because I think a lot of times when I talk about creativity, people think it's something soft, not something to be taken seriously. But I really do believe that it's a fundamental skill set for the 21st century. And I want to know, how do you nourish your own creativity?
I actually used to draw a lot.
Wow, I learned something important.
When I was, I think I kind of trailed off in high school, but at one point I was going to be an architect, and I used to draw my comic book characters and things like that. It became less fun when it became an assignment.
Yeah.
So I stopped. But I also, you know, I used to write a little bit, creative writing, not technical writing. So from time to time, I'll indulge those passions.
Did you ever develop your own comic book characters?
Yes and no.
I like that answer.
I had a few ideas that I sketched out, but I never developed them fully into a story.
I love it. Mm-hmm. What is a time when you've been moved by a work of art? And it can be performing, you know, we're talking the arts broadly. Star Trek could count, but let's be a little more traditional.
I'll stay away from the science fiction. I'll tell you an artist I used to think was really cool. I didn't know his name at the time when I started looking at his work was Ernie Barnes.
Oh, of course.
So Ernie Barnes, for those, you know, our students are too young to remember the Good Times sitcom. But he was the artist who really did the painting that J.J. was given credit for in the sitcom. And he also painted a real famous Marvin Gaye album cover. I just thought the characters, the way he drew or painted the proportions of the people and the way they were depicted was just very, very cool, inspiring. So,
well, I'm happy to tell you that Barnes is on the hot list these days. Last year, blew out of the water auction results. The sales of his work now are just sky high. Mm-hmm. He's finally getting his due as not just a creative artist, but an artist who really impacted generations of kids.
I have a piece of his work. I'll have to go Google and see how much it's worth.
Ooh, it's time to get it reappraised. There you go. That can be its own kind of art experience.
Yeah, I think it's just a print, but okay.
Still counts.
We'll figure it out. Rachel, I want to thank you for sitting down and talking with us on Face to Face today. I learned a lot, and we enjoyed the conversation. Thank you for all the work you do promoting arts at UC Davis. I mean, I think you do a phenomenal job, and I'm glad to give people a chance to meet you on our show. Thanks to everyone for listening. Tune in next time on Face to Face. Go Aggs.